The Democratic field for president is big and may get bigger. There are already 9 candidates running for the chance to take George W. Bush's job. By Labor Day, retired 4-star General Wesley Clark, the supreme Allied commander of NATO during the war in Kosovo, is expected to announce whether or not he will join them. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson has the story of Clark's non-campaign for president.
How do you run for president without really running? Here's an example.
Well, I'm really happy to have been invited to speak here to this group of distinguished labor leaders. Basically, we talked about the need for a national security strategy that's founded on strong principles that Americans believe in.
Retired General Wesley Clark has just had a closed-door meeting with the leaders of a major labor union in Washington, the kind of thing all the Democratic candidates do. And like other actual candidates, he's made himself available to the press afterwards. Of course, the only reason reporters are here is because Wesley Clark might run for president, but he won't answer any questions about that.
I don't want to talk about process. Let's talk about the ideas that we need to think about as Americans.
Of course, General Clark will only get this kind of attention for his ideas as long as he is a potential or actual candidate. And although he has assumed the stance of the reluctant warrior, in an interview from his office in Little Rock, he sure sounds like someone who wants to run.
I think one of the greatest things you can do is serve your country, and this is a time where the country is really in difficult circumstances, both at home and abroad. I've got a background in national security. I've got a background in leadership, background in now in as a businessman. So I think I can offer strong leadership abroad and at home.
Clark does have an impressive resume. First in his class at West Point, decorated Vietnam veteran, and recently a CNN military analyst, author, and investment banker. But he's not well known. Unlike Dwight Eisenhower or Colin Powell, two other generals who either ran for president or flirted with the idea. Clark has never run for office before, and so far he has done none of the things potential candidates do to test the waters, such as lining up donors or Democratic activists in early primary states. That's why New Hampshire State Democratic Party Chair Kathleen Sullivan is puzzled by Clark. She says the obstacles to getting started this late are just too high.
If he got in at this point, I'd be surprised. There's a window of opportunity that's shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. It's really getting close, and I'm not sure that it's going to be possible for anybody to scoot through before it closes.
Sullivan says there are a few key New Hampshire Democratic activists who are waiting to see if Clark gets in. But the problem for Clark is that right now there just aren't enough Clark Democrats to create a groundswell inside the party for his candidacy. Instead, what Clark has is this. This is the Draft Wesley Clark Movement. Its members met in a bar in Washington, D.C. last week.
So welcome to the fourth monthly Clark meetup. So does anyone feel a draft? Are you feeling it? Are you feeling a draft?
John Linko and his brother-in-law, Josh Margulies, started the Draft Clark movement a few months ago. They organize its meetings through the internet site meetup.com, where they are the third most popular political meetup after Howard Dean and John Kerry.
What about it, Josh? What's happened?
60 days ago, we had meetups in 3 cities. Tonight, I think we've got critical mass in close to 200 cities. I know we've got members in over 400 cities. That's internationally. That's including our members in Dusseldorf, our members in Berlin.
Right.
In 4 months, DraftWesleyClark.com has generated pledges of almost $400,000 for a Clark candidacy, 30,000 letters urging the general to run, and it's airing this ad in New Hampshire, Iowa, Arkansas, and South Carolina.
Wouldn't it be great if we could create our own president? A real dream candidate?
Yeah, we'd make him really smart.
Rhodes Scholar, Oxford graduate.
Dream on.
Okay, West Point graduate too. First in his class.
War hero?
Vietnam combat veteran, 4-star general, supreme allied commander of NATO.
Like all the Democratic candidates, Clark is for abortion rights and affirmative action, against the Bush tax cuts, and very concerned about the deficit. But for Democrats who are searching for that magic quality of electability, Clark offers something none of the others do, a background of military leadership. One of the participants at the Draft Clark meeting, Robert Duncan, has been working in Democratic campaigns since 1980, and he says he's supported his share of losers.
General Clark has perfect, foreign policy credentials, an area which Democrats have been tremendously bad on since 1976. He's moderate, a social moderate, which will energize our base beyond belief. That's the kind of candidate we need, and that's why I'm here, because I want to encourage him to run.
Dawn Alley likes Clark's centrist credentials too, but her enthusiasm is limited because right now Clark is not a candidate.
I'm attracted to him, but I don't understand, like, even here tonight, what we're doing. I mean, I'd give money to Wesley Clark, but I don't know that I would give money to a campaign to maybe draft him and if enough people like him. But I am unsure about why he's not entering the race right now, if indeed he wants to run.
Alley needs Wesley Clark to say yes to his supporters. But for Josh Margulies, one of the Draft Clark organizers, even a no would not be enough. If Wesley Clark closes the door with a Sherman-esque, if elected, I will not serve, Margulies says he'll respect that. But
on the other hand, we are not anymore a convinced Wesley Clark effort. It is a draft Wesley Clark effort, which harkens back to 52 with Eisenhower. And we are equipped at this point to put his name on ballots in states, in primaries. And if he says, well, I'm not running, but I would accept a draft if that's what were to happen, we are equipped to do that, and we're ready to go forward.
General Clark is expected to announce his intentions in a few weeks. Then Margulies will find out who has more desire for the White House, the members of DraftWesleyClark.com or Wesley Clark himself. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.